Good morning. This is a unique Sunday, and I'm thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that you get to be a part of this. And in our first service, everyone just really responded so, so beautifully. And so I'm going to ask you to do a couple things. We're going to walk through the tabernacle. We're going to start in the outer court, then go into the holy place, then into the Holy of Holies. And we're going to pray through all of this together. And why are we doing this? Because some people hear the word of God and they say, I want to participate in that, but I don't know if I really know how to do that. So this is kind of the practicum after we've heard the lessons. This is the practicum that we're going to put together this morning. And during this time, I'm going to ask you to do some things that are a little bit out of the ordinary. One thing I'm going to ask you to do is to pray. When you pray, pray out loud. Now, I don't mean that you have to shout it out loud. What I do mean is that it's good to verbalize something. So you can pray quietly, or you can pray. I am not a shy prayer. I have no problems with prayer in public, so which would be bad for me, as you might imagine. But I pray in my normal voice, my normal inside voice versus my outside voice. I pray, and that's perfectly fine to me. For you, you might say, well, I'm not comfortable with that, so maybe you whisper. The reason why I'm asking you to verbalize your prayer this morning is because there's an authority and a power in that, and we're going to be praying individually even as we enjoy corporate prayer. Now, how does this work with God? Some people say, well, you know, what we do is we hear the prayer that's going forward and we all kind of agree with it. But think about it this morning, less as we are all together praying one prayer together, but more like we're sitting in a restaurant and everybody's having an individual conversation. Very good. And we're talking and you're talking at your table. And you're having a conversation with God, and we're having a conversation with God. And in doing so, God's just big enough, we believe, to hear all of us at the same time, right? Yes? Okay, good. Excellent. So that's what we're doing. We're communicating with God. And when we verbalize something, it helps us to keep our focus on what we're talking about and how we're talking about it. So that's what we're going to participate in today. And then a little bit later, we're going to do something different in that when we get into the holy place and we bring our personal petitions, we're going to say, if you have a need in your life, you have a sickness in your body, we're going to have our prayer partners. Some will come forward, some will go to the back of the room, and we will be praying with people who are sick. If you're sick or have a need that you want to agree with someone with. Today we're going to do something a little different, and I'm going to explain it in Scripture when we get there, but we will be anointing people with oil. Now, if you do not want to be anointed with oil, no one's going to make you do it. In fact, nobody's going to make you do anything at all through this entire service. I'll be suggesting things to you, and if you want to participate, you can. You don't have to. Don't feel a pressure to do it, but it do feel the liberty to express yourself in worship. Now, the oil part, it's biblical. I'll read the scripture before we do it. But if somebody, when you walk up to a prayer partner, they're going to say, would you like to be anointed with oil? If you say no, thank you, they're not going to surprisingly splash you with the oil, okay? So nobody's going to force you to do anything. It's just going to, you just say no, thank you. Then they'll say, what can I pray with you about? And then you'll tell them, or you won't, but you'll have a time of prayer together. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to open in the outer court. The outer court is a place of praise. It's a place of authenticity before God. And so I'm going to ask you to stand with us if you would. And I'm going to read some scripture. And then the band's going to sing and play. And we're going to praise God for who He is. It's God focused. The attitude is humble authenticity. The posture is whatever your natural response is. I'm going to be standing over here worshiping, and I'm going to worship like this because my natural response is to dance and to praise in a very active way. If that's who you are, do it. If your praise is more less than that in some manner, do it how you do it, okay? Nobody's going to make you do anything. If you want to lift your hands, lift your hands. If you want to kneel, kneel. However you want to express your praise, express your praise. But here's why we praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 150. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn, or in our day, a trumpet. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise God. And what we've just done has answered Psalms 47. Come everyone, clap your hands, shout to God with joyful praise. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. Let's praise the Lord together. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God.
Let's get our hands together like this. God and firm foundation.
Our God and firm foundation. Our rock, the only solid ground. Nations rise and fall. Kingdoms once strong, now shaken. We trust forever in your name.
Say thank you. We say thank you. And I ask you, can we shout together? Hallelujah. Let's just shout. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in your people, in your house, and what you've done in our lives. The next step in the holy place is this place called the Brazen Altar. And as we step before the Brazen Altar, I'm going to suggest and encourage you to do whatever you feel like doing. If you feel like kneeling, kneel. If you feel like sitting, sit. If you feel like standing, stand. It's completely up to you. But the Brazen Altar is a place where we bring our confession and our sacrifice before the Lord. It's a place where we repent of all of our sins. The scripture says this in Psalms chapter 51. David is praying. He says, "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone I have sinned, and I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the womb." That's authenticity from us. Honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. "Purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back the joy, my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice." Why would he rejoice? Because he knows the promise of his Father that if he repents before him, he will be clean and pure again. "Don't keep looking at my sins, but remove the stain of my guilt." And the New Testament promise found in 1 John chapter 1 says, "But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness." Can we say thank you, Jesus, for that? Thank you, Jesus. And I encourage us right now. If you want to sit, sit. If you want to kneel, kneel. If you want to lift your hands, lift your hands. Whatever you feel like doing, but I want to encourage you. Let's confess our sins before the Lord today as they begin to play and sing. Lord, I confess my sin before you. That sin that I know that I've done, I'm asking you to forgive me of it. The sin that I don't even recognize that I've done, I'm asking you to convict me of it right now, so that I can bring it before you. Lay it on the golden altar and allow your love to burn it up, to burn it up to where it doesn't exist anymore in my life. Let's repent before the Lord today.
We praise you, O Lord. Give honor to thy name. Thou, Lord, art worthy, O Lord, Most
of cleansing and preparation called the bronze laver. It's a place where we thank God for washing us clean and making us pure again before him. It's not about the dirt on the outside of our body. It's about the dirt on the inside of our life, in our minds and in our hearts. And when we come before the Lord and place it all upon the altar and allow the waters of praise to wash us clean, then it washes our conscience before God. First Peter says that the water, talking about Noah's flood, is a picture of baptism, which now saves you. Not by removing dirt from your body, it's not about the external dirt, but as a response to God from a clean conscience. It's effective because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we're washed by the waters of praise. And so I invite us today, can we praise God for His mercy and His grace in our life? Just praise Him. However you want to praise Him, just thank Him for His mercy and His grace that He's poured out upon you and allowed you to be clean and pure before Him again today. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I thank you. Thank you that we can stand before you pure and clean. Thank you, Lord God, that
your blood
nothing can accuse me of
Jesus
being wrong before you, because you've washed me clean.
Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Jesus, thank you.
I thank you for it, Jesus. From the outer court, we step into the holy place. The holy place is a place of petition and intercession. And I'm going to ask our prayer partners to get ready to come to the front or to move to the back for anyone that wants prayer. The first thing that we see in the Holy of Place is the golden candlesticks, which is the light of Christ. That's the revelation that we have in Christ that allows us to know that we can stand before the Father in confidence and certainty because our sins have been forgiven. We're washed clean and pure through the waters of praise, the laver. And then we have the opportunity to bring our needs before the Lord. And I taught you here that bringing our needs before the Lord is exactly what He wants us to do. Our attitude is confident because we know He hears us and He wants us to bring our needs before Him. Our posture is alignment. We're going to do His will as He's called us to. And we're going to make progress in our life because we're bringing our needs before our Father. We stand in the light of Christ. And so thank you, Jesus, for the light of Christ. Thank you that we can make our way into this place of petition and intercession with confidence because you are bringing us understanding and revelation. We don't have to make our way with uncertainty. But we can walk boldly before the throne of grace. And as we make our way to the table of showbread, it's a place of personal requests. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for answers. We're going to pray for deliverance in our own lives. John 16, Jesus said, "At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you'll ask the Father directly, and He will grant your request because you use my name, and you haven't done this before." He's talking to His disciples. He said, "Ask using my name, and you will receive and have abundant joy." Now, I told you that we're going to be anointing with oil if you choose to be anointed with oil. Why do we do that? It's following the words of Scripture. James chapter 5, he says, are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church and come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, this has nothing to do with it being special oil. It's not magical oil. The issue isn't the oil. The issue is the faith to believe the word of God and to trust Him in His word. And so I'm going to invite you as we sing and pray. If you are sick in your body, if you have a need going on in your life, if there's something that you want to pray for, there are prayer partners in the back, so you don't have to come forward. There are prayer partners up here in the front. If you want to come forward, either one, if you need God to touch you, we're going to pray. We're not going to judge anybody or anything, because we're all bringing our own needs before the Lord. And if you want to pray with somebody, please avail yourself of that opportunity. Let's sing and let's bring our petitions before the Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray right now for the situations in my life.
Has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table, Jesus, thank you.
The mystery of the cross.
The mystery of the cross I cannot comprehend. The agonies of Calvary. Perfect Holy One, crushed your Son, who drank the bitter cup reserved for me. Your blood has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, seated at your table, Jesus, thank you. By your perfect sacrifice, I've been. Sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table, Jesus, satisfied. Jesus, thank you. once your enemy. Now seated at your table, Jesus, thank you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. Touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
This is a place where we begin to petition God for other people. And in this, there, he gives us three people to pray for. Those who mistreat us, those who lead us, and all believers everywhere. And so I'm going to ask us right now to join together to pray for those who mistreat us, that have done negative things to you and I. He said, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Pray for those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. And so can you join us right now in just praying for people who have hurt you and done you wrong? Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see and you know those people that have hurt me. I'm asking you right now I forgive them. And any grudge that I would hold, I release it to you right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you would anoint their homes and their minds. I pray that you would anoint their bodies and you would cover them with grace and peace. I pray that your mercy would be upon them. Give them revelation for things that they have done and allow them to be strong before you and for their families and for their own careers and their homes and whatever they have, whatever calling you have in their life. I pray that you would bless them and keep them and let your face shine upon them and give them peace. Be gracious to them, mighty God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that. The scripture says that we're to pray for those who lead us. That's our political leaders. That's our spiritual leaders. I would say to you today that if you like our governmental system and like our president and so on, pray for them. And if you don't like them, pray for them even more. Just keep praying for them. We all need God to help us on every single level. The scripture says in 1 Timothy, pray for kings and for those in authority that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. It's good and it pleases God, our Savior. And so let's pray for those who lead us right now. Father, I pray for my pastors right now that you would cover them with grace and peace. Give them the wisdom that they need to be able to serve you well and to minister to me well. I pray for their families and their homes that you would give them courage to lead strong and to be strong for you and for their families, mighty God. Lord Jesus, I pray for our political leaders, those who lead here in the townships and in the towns, local towns around here, and also in our state and in our nation. I pray that your anointing be upon them, that you would lead them and guide them in every way. Every man and every woman that is involved in leading our nation forward in some manner, I pray that you would cover them with peace and grace and comfort. I pray that your Holy Spirit would guide them. They can do nothing without you. You said that you lift up kings and you bring down rulers, and we trust you in that, mighty God. So we're asking you to do what only you can do. In the authority of the name of Jesus, we pray it and we believe it. in Jesus' name. And then we are going to pray for all believers everywhere. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So your neighbors, your friends, your family, your co-workers, other church members, I just ask you to lift them up before the Lord. I'm not going to lead you in this prayer, but I'm just going to ask you to personally just lift them up before the Lord right now. If you want to raise your hands, raise your hands. If you want to kneel, kneel. Whatever you want to do, however you feel in your heart to do, I pray. If you want to sit, sit, that's fine. Just move in your spirit as you pray for those, intercede for those that need God to touch them that you know of in your life.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Because he is alive, he is worthy to be worshipped. The scripture tells us that the only thing in the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant. It's the place where God's presence would descend from heaven and appear to his people. The Ark of the Covenant reminded God and reminded Israel of the covenant that was between them. If you're not praying for anyone, our prayer partners can have a seat. If you are praying for somebody, continue to pray. No problems there. This ark would remind people of the covenant between God and Israel. So I want to ask us in during this time to remember the miracles that God has done in your life. Remember not only the covenant of salvation that you have, but the covenant that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The covenant where he said, as you bless me, I will bless you. The covenant where God says to you that by his stripes you're healed. And good things will happen in your life. Yes, tough times will come, but he is able to overcome the tough times in your life. I pray that you would just right now remember those things in Jesus' name. I worship you, mighty God. I worship you. We adore you today. We recognize your grace. We worship you for who you are. We desire your presence, mighty God. And we are humble to follow your word. We trust you today. We honor you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Forever he is glorified.
If you want to lift your hands, lift your hands. You want to kneel, kneel in worship. You're ascribing value to him. I give you honor. I give you glory. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
His glory. He's lifted high. sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah.
Our worship.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Ushers, if you'd get ready to receive God's tithe and our offering this morning. We're doing tithing and offering at this particular point in the service because it's not just about bringing and giving. It's about worship. Worship is ascribing value to God. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. When we give, we don't just give because it's the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do, but that's not the only reason we give. We give because we ascribe value to God and we say, God, I give because you're worth it. I invite the ushers to come and as we sing and worship, let's worship the Lord. In fact, maybe even while you're putting your offering into the basket, you say, I worship you, God, in my giving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry.
Of worship, and that is communion. You may be seated for a moment as the ushers come forward and hand out and pass out the elements for communion. The idea of communion, again, is worship is ascribing worth. And so when we take the bread and the cup, and we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're ascribing value to Him. We're saying, I remember your body that's broken for me. The value of your body is that it paid the price for my sins. No one else could do that. I couldn't do it for myself. And so I ascribe value to you in worship. I worship you for your body being given for me. And then we do the same with the cup. Your blood, I ascribe value. It is the blood that can wash me as white as snow. The sacrifice of the blood allows me to be healed. By your stripes, I'm healed. By your blood, I'm washed clean. We're ascribing value in worship. And as everyone receives the elements, we'll take communion together. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you.
We cry, holy, worship. Holy, holy is the Lamb.
We cry, holy.
And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
In 1 Corinthians it's written, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said," he's ascribing value here. It's not just bread anymore. "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Thank you, Lord, for your body broken for us. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement with my confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're announcing the Lord's death until he comes." We ascribe value to you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you for your blood. Now, for the first time, would you take your cup and put it into the cup holder in front of you? And let's stand to our feet this morning. We've walked through the tabernacle, and we've walked into the Holy of Holies, and the presence of God is here. And so as the presence of God is here, Israel would celebrate the presence of the Almighty. And so I'm going to ask us to celebrate the presence of God. We will clap our hands. We will lift our voice. We will shout to God with thanks and praise. Can we do that together right now? Just thank you, God. Thank you, God. I worship you. I worship you for who you are and for what you've done, for how you're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, mighty Savior. For you are great, you are mighty, you are awesome, you are good. In Jesus' name. And can everybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. We have focused on our vertical relationship this morning. And now I want to transition us to our horizontal relationships. In the gym this morning, we are launching life groups. This is how we communicate together and join together as a church family. You might say, "Well, I'm not in a life group." Well, go browse through all the tables that are over there. There'll be people there to explain things if you want to check something out. There's even snacks because I'm breaking my fast with communion. So I might eat a piece of candy. I don't know. We'll see. Here's what I'm suggesting to us all. That the kids ministry is still going strong. They still got about 5-10 minutes left. And so I want to invite you to go to the gym before you have to worry about your kids. Check out a life group. Join with other believers. It will help you be stronger. It will help you be just stronger in your walk with Christ and your connection to the family of God. I'm so thankful that you're here today. I pray this was a blessing to you this morning. And I'm asking God to bless you and keep you and let His face shine upon you and give you peace in this week and onward in your life. I'm believing God for miracle reports from today. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Let's go join together as a family.